Blog Talk Radio.
Being on some chill, we go 0 to 100 go real quick. They be on that rap to pay the bills, and I don't feel that shit, not even a little bit. Oh Lord, know yourself, know your worth. My actions being louder than my words. How you sold, I've been still sold down to earth. Cause we won't do it, we can do it on the turf. Oh Lord, I'm the rookie and the vet. Shout out to the I ain't holding down the set. All up in my phone looking at pictures from the other night. She gon' be upset if she keep scrolling to the left, dog. She gon' see some shit that she don't wanna see. She ain't ready for it. If I ain't the greatest, then I'm headed for it. Yeah, that mean I'm way up. Yeah, the six ain't friendly, but that's where I lay up. This shit a motherfucking lay up. I been Steph Curry with the shot. Been cooking with the sauce. Chef Curry with the pot, boy. 360 with the wrist, boy. Who the boy, OVO, man, we really with the shits, boy. Yeah, really with the shits. I should probably start a hit, boy, cause I got all the hits, boy. Yeah. You saw that Drake, you gotta chill, shit. I be on my little mouse drill, shit. Saw that rap to pay your bills, shit. Yeah, I'm on some rappers, pay my bills, shit. All up on TV, I thought it made me richer. Wasn't paying me enough, I needed something quicker. So now I'm all in Eco Basin, putting working on the phones. Either that or drive the money mark to make the pickups. Man, it's 2008, I'm trying to paint the picture. Comeback season in the works, and now I'm thinking bigger. I got 40 in the studio, every night, late night. Gotta watch it, don't wanna make them sicker. That's my nigga, oh Lord. Got a whole lot to show for it. I mean, we can.
Oh, Lord, it's your girl, Leslie Nuts, live in the building, baby, and it's Friday, and we all the way turned up, man, and it's going down tonight on Lush Radio Online, the Lush Lounge, baby, with your girl, the hostess with the mostest, the people's voice, your girl, Leslie Lush, man, and we live in the building, man, you know what I mean? Big shout-out to everybody that's celebrating their birthday in February. Shout-out to them Pisces, and shout-out to them Aquarius in the building. You already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, live. And all the way in effect, man. Yo, the chill is crazy outside. I'm talking about that winter breeze, man. It ain't no time to be cute outside. You know you got to get your gloves on and everything. Be safe, because a lot of people have been getting cold. You know, I've been getting sick lately. Also, Neo. Neo has his new album called Nonfiction. You know, definitely go support that. You already know what it is. Neo is definitely talented. Also, don't forget to check out House of Hair. House of Hair is located at 6311 Allentown Road, Suite 500, Temple Hills, Maryland, 20748. You can call them to book your appointment today at 240-380-2822. Follow them on Instagram at House of Hair DMV. You already know what it is. Also, this past week, you know, it was the Super Bowl. And you know who won? It was the Patriots. A lot of people were mad because, you know, the Seahawks lost, and a lot of people feel like, you know, Marshawn should have ran that ball. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You know, some people said that the whole situation was, you know, they felt that, you know, it was payback because he didn't want to say something, you know, when he had the press conference because he didn't want to get fined. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, a coach is a coach, and this is about winning. And that play was the most dumbest play and move ever. You know what I'm saying? You could have had won that. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to haunt you forever. Also, halftime show, my twin, you know, she did a great job. You know, Missy Elliott was out there. She did a thing. I got, like, several phone calls. She was calling me talking about, yo, son, I didn't know you was doing a halftime game. I'm like, yo, come on. I know I'm Missy, but I'm just a sexier version of Missy Elliott. But, yo, she definitely did a thing. After 20 years, she still can rock any stage. But it was just crazy to me because a lot of young folks was like, who is this Missy Elliott? Oh, my God, Katy Perry is going to blow her up. I'm like, are you serious? This is ridiculous. But anyway, she was out there with Lenny Kravitz, and Katy Perry did her thing, you know, with fireworks. It was definitely popping. Also, prayers go out to Whitney Houston's daughter because not too long ago, on the 31st, we heard that she was actually unresponsive in the bathtub, and she was taken to a hospital in North Atlanta. And they're investigating to see if her husband actually is connected to the situation. Right now, she's still in a coma, and recently we have found out that they were talking about actually pulling her off of son's life support. And the thing about it is that she hasn't even been in a coma for, like, you know, a whole full month yet before. I don't understand what's the rush. Like, I think they should, like, at least give her a chance. You understand? So, I mean, shout out to her. And also, it's Black History Month. Also, Dick Gregory was able to get a Hollywood Walk of Fame star on February the 2nd. You know what I'm saying? So salute to him. He's definitely been an activist and comedian. Salute to him. And, you know, we just still praying for Bobby Christina. Also, after the Super Bowl, I don't know if y'all got to check out Jimmy Fallon. And, you know, he does his wonderful lip singing. And he had Will Ferrell and he had Kevin Hart. But my man Will Ferrell definitely killed it on the lip singing, man, off the hook. And definitely, it's Black History Month. Shout out to Serena Williams. She wins the Australian Open for her 9th major title. Salute to her. She's always making, you know, setting the bars and taking it to a next level. You know, and we're going to have a Black History Month fact, and we're going to have also the wrap-up from Empire today. Caller from the 240. Is that Sandra in the building with me tonight?
Yeah.
What's up? What's poppin'?
How you doing?
Hey, I'm, you know, digging in the scene on the game, Selena, boo-hoo.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Hey, it's Friday. I'm happy. It's Friday. I thank God it's Friday. I can't believe that we're already in the second week of, not second week, second month of this year already. Like, time is flying in my head.
Already.
Mm-hmm.
So your birthday coming up in a few Pisces in the building, you know what I'm saying? Coming up in a few. Valentine's Day is coming up in a view, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to give y'all a couple suggestions on some little cheap Valentine's Day because everybody's fronting, but you shouldn't be fronting because most of y'all done got y'all taxes coming in soon, so stop faking. Stop faking, you know what I mean? Also, the question of today is, what is the dumbest thing that most people do when they get their taxes, Sandra?
Oh, man. The dumbest thing people do, they go all out. They buy all. They go spend it. That's what they do. They set up investing and they go spend it and buy a bunch of stuff. Buy clothes, jewelry. Yeah.
No, but what's the wildest thing somebody spend money on? The wildest thing.
The wildest thing I see someone spend money on? I see people I'm around, really. They're mad at their money very good. The wildest thing that I've seen was on the internet. I mean, it's not more of spending it, but the chick spelled out taxes with an exclamation point with the money. That's the wildest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. She spelled out taxes, yeah, with an exclamation point, all with the money. And she was laying next to it smiling.
Well, you know, the one thing I noticed, though, that's real funny is that everybody rich when tax season come around. Everybody throwing up a grip of money. I'm like, son, that's either your rent or your tax money or your mom's tax money because she claiming you because you don't got no job. You know what I mean? Stop fronting. You know what I mean?
You know, they're throwing money. I'm like, I know, but a lot of people, you know, people going to hit the strip club and try to ball out of control. You know, hey, tax time. Why not? Spend your money. Earned it.
Excellent. So, okay, Super Bowl season passed this past week, man. What's your thoughts on that play that they coach made, man, with the Seahawks?
I think that
was kind of crazy, man.
I mean, yeah, I thought personally that was crazy, but you know, to each his own. He did the same thing back when he was coaching USC, and they were playing what's his name, Vince Young, at the championship. He did the same thing, instead of giving Reggie Bush the ball to run the ball, he took Reggie Bush out of the game. So it's kind of history repeats itself per se. So yeah, he did the same thing instead of giving the ball. And just one yard, that's it, 1 yard. That is it. And I'm pretty sure Marshawn Lynch would have got 1 yard plus. But, you know,
exactly.
Hey, he made the call, you know, now he made the bet. He has to lay in it. So, yeah.
Now, somebody
had
to pay him off for that because that, I don't see nobody that would have had, that was just stupid. Like, they had to have paid this dude off and like, yo, I need you to just, you know, not let your man run
away. That's what everybody's saying. That's exactly what everybody said. It's actually a conspiracy, which I do agree because, you know, it just doesn't make sense. It just does not make sense. Any other time, he's running the ball. he has the ball. So what's the difference? What's the difference now? It's a game-winning run, and you refuse to give him the ball. Whatever. Hey,
exactly. At the end of the day, any sports is about winning. It's not about throwing a game, it's about winning. If you're a coach, you make the best call for your team. It's not about you, it's about the team. So somebody had to pay this dude off. It had to be a conspiracy because it doesn't make sense to me. You know how many people lost money that night?
A lot of people.
They had to pay up.
Yes. A lot of people lost money on Super Bowl night. You felt that the Seattle Seahawks was going to win, you know. But unfortunately, like you said, you know, they were good. They were holding their own and did good, you know. It wasn't like last year's Super Bowl where they blew out, the Broncos. They didn't give them a chance. But here, they had a fight for the point. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the Patriots, hey, they played smart, I guess. Yeah. No deflated ball this time.
Come on, the Broncos, man. Come on, it's the Broncos. Like, come on.
That's Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning is... Hey, it's
you're
it's
talking
what
about
I'm just saying.
The general, okay? You're talking about the general,
I'm
right?
I mean, him as himself as a player is outstanding.
I don't think his team.
He's like a Jordan when it comes to like playing.
Now, this is what
you know
happened. What happened is he took that one hit. Well, it's not that hit. He threw that pick. That one pick, I think it's a pick or a hit that happened the first play. That first play pretty much called the entire game last year. That first play called the entire game. But this year, you know, they played good. You know, I don't know what happened. Like I said,
what I'm saying is, okay, regardless, he's on it. Him as alone is like an entity, like Jordan is. I don't really feel like he has a lot of supportive like on his team. I'm talking about the rest of his team.
The rest of his team is good. That's the problem. Is the rest of the team is good. But what happened in Super Bowl is they choked. That's what happened. That's it. They choked. Super Bowl came last year, they choked. That's what happened. They choked, and they lost hope, and they just gave up the first play. They just saying, hot to hell with it. We don't want to play no more. Nah, they're
you
good.
Can't just lose hope just because your motherfucking quarterback get hit. That's some dumbass shit, man.
Nah. That hit.
You supposed to say, yo, we still got your back, man. We got your back.
They tried to play, but you know what I'm saying, man. The Seattle, they came out last year. They put on the game face. They came out this year, put on the game face. But the coach slipped up at the end of the play. That's what happened this year. The coach slipped up because they couldn't win the game.
Was that coach the same coach they had last year or not?
Yeah, the same coach, Pete Carroll.
That's what I'm saying, right? Last year he made good decisions, right? That's what I'm saying. Somebody paid this dude. I don't care what nobody say. Somebody paid this dude to mess this game up, for real.
Nah, it's called bad judgment. Coaches do that too. Coaches choke too. Trust me, coaches make bad judgment when you see it in your motherfucking face. Listen, it's called bad judgment. It doesn't matter. Coaches choke up too. They think, let's do it this way. Hey, let me try this. Nah, I'm not gonna do this because the coaches, they're thinking and they're expecting the other team to know what they're gonna play. So I'm guessing that he probably think, oh yeah, they know I'm gonna give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, so let me try something else. But it's backfired. Or I think that he wants the quarterback to get the winning touchdown, but it backfired. That's it. Could be plenty of things that it backfired on him. Whatever he was thinking about backfired. But they lost.
Super Bowl, like I guess most of the time it's like if my team's not playing, I'm not really watching it. But I said, you know, with all the spectacle with the Seahawks, I said let me try. and check it out. But, yo, even the commercials was whack. I was just like, wow. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
I don't understand.
Very disappointed. Yes, the commercial
understand.
Was too emotional. It was too emotional. Like, the whole child dying and
nobody
I didn't
wanna
that
hear
was,
all that.
That was too much.
They're supposed to be getting us hype and everything. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? You gotta watch some more people shedding tears and stuff. We don't got time for that.
Yeah. That's actually how I felt during the commercial. It was like, okay, are we gonna have? You know, it's because Super Bowl commercials are supposed to be funny. It's like when the artistic funny people come out and they do some crazy stuff that leave you going, oh my god, that's so funny. You know, that make you want to go back on the internet and watch the John. But this Super Bowl, I can actually say it's like only, I would say the one commercial that stood out is the tax commercial and the pirates. When he said it was free, he said, you mean free? Well, all right then. Like, that right there was funny. Everybody was like, well, all right then. Like, that was funny to me. That was the only funny commercial. After that, everything else was absolutely emotional and dreadful. And, oh, my God, the child dying and he didn't make it because you killed him in the drive and whatever. It was just too emotional. It was too much.
Guys, moving forward into, you know, 2016 for the Super Bowl, y'all need to chill with these emotional commercials. We do not want to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Next time on
next
Super Bowl.
Year, yeah. Please, next year, please come out with something funny. Let's get back to how Super Bowl commercials used to be, you know. It's too emotional right now. Let's cheer up. We know a lot of things are going on. We don't need to be reminded over and over again.
Exactly. Especially if you watch the news every freaking day, and it's always somebody dying. Come on now. But
exactly.
So what's your thoughts on the whole Bobby Christina situation?
I mean, to say, you know, my heart goes out to her, you know, and the family. I really hope that everything works out, you know, and actually, Bobby himself, actually, he gave a statement, and he's saying that, you know, that she's not being taken off of life support, and that, you know, they're praying for a miracle, but of course, she's still, you know, in a medically induced coma, you know, and it's just, to me, that's just crazy and eerie that happened, like, how her mom was found. It's just weird. It's just odd to me, but I don't know, you know. I just don't know. I just hope that, you know, she makes it and she comes back. I just think, you know, like with God and with prayer, everything is gonna work out for them. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And you know, and the thing about it is that, you know what I'm saying, like you said, it is kind of definitely weird because it's like almost kind of eerie a little bit because it's
mm-hmm.
You're like, yo, this is like the same way it's like it doesn't make sense.
Absolutely. It really doesn't make sense at all. It's one of those that, like I said, all you could do is just put her in your prayers and just, you know, I just wish him the best and I hope everything works out for her. It's just sad.
Exactly.
You know, such a young, you know, promising girl, you know, to be in that position right now. And like I said, I'm praying that she comes out of it and I truly believe that she will. It's just time. It's just time. That's all.
Exactly. I believe she's definitely going to come out of there. And, you know, also, this is Black History Month and stuff. Is there any, like, you know, growing up, was there any, like, Black History moments for you?
Well, growing up, you know, like, well, I'm being from Africa, really. It's you experience Black history literally every day. But growing up, you know, like, coming here, you know, Black history, to me, you know, it's what I've learned and what I'm taking from it and what I'm trying to, you know, teach and instill in people that talk about it is, you know, like, we have to learn how to appreciate each other, you know. It's Black history. It's a lot of history. A lot of Black people. We did a lot of stuff. Like, if you read a lot of history, like the light bulb, peanut butter, those are all Black inventions. It's a lot of stuff that we don't know about that Black people actually created that we actually have to go back and read so we can educate ourselves, you know, and trying to build and continue to build like they taught us, you know, and like they want us to keep going, you know. It's a lot. I just hope that this month, you know, that we take the time to learn about each other and get to know each other a bit more as Black people. Mm. Yeah, but I don't know. Like I said, Black history, it's a good thing, you know. And yeah, like I said, it helps. It's definitely you know, educational.
Definitely. When we come back and stuff from this, you know, music break, we'll come back and we're going to, I'm going to give you a Black History tip for this month. And we're also going to go ahead and do the recap of Empire for those who missed it and a couple of movies that you should check out this week in the theater. So we're going to go to some music. But Black History Month is definitely, I believe that we all Black History Month. You know, we don't have any, you know, leaders like we used to. Like, you know, people that we can actually look up to and say, hey, these people are fighting for us. They're fighting for a cause, you know. And we used to actually have that whole, you know, Black power, but I've seen it slowly deteriorate, you know, once, you know, segregation was abolished. You know, a lot of people are just like, you know, that the hell was, you know.
I wouldn't say slowly deteriorated. I would say it has deteriorated. It's not slowly. It has.
No, I'm saying I've seen it slowly deteriorate from the beginning of the time when there was segregation till now.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's no, you know what I'm saying, whole power to the people, or people are scared to stand up for themselves and stuff, you know. It's just sometimes the people are scared. It's like a lot of time when they stand up, it's more for publicity. It's not because they're genuinely trying to fight for a cause. It's like, okay, how many tickets am I going to sell for this? Oh, if this event happened and somebody getting a beating, I'm going to sell these T-shirts. You know what I'm saying? It's not genuine, you know what I mean? Nobody wants an incentive out of, you know, standing up for people's rights. You know what I mean? It's a lot of things that people don't even know that Black people have done. And, you know, that, you know, Black people actually were originally, you know, Republicans in office, you know, initially, you know. And it's a lot of things, but people won't read. And if you notice, especially like teaching in the elementary schools and high school, they're trying to eliminate the whole fact of even slavery even happening from the history books that they're teaching the kids. They're kind of like slowly pushing it under the rug as if it never existed, you know, which is definitely an issue to me. But we're going to come back and talk more about that. We're going to go to a music break. Shout out to your girl. You already know what it is. Sandra's live in the building. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. It's tax season, baby. Let's go ahead and go to a drink, because a party ain't a party till it's ran all through.
As I walk into this city, I can feel you digging me with your lack of rhythm. You had one too many, but still I'm impressed with your wild out semi. It's a party, and I got to run on through. But maybe later on we can chat over booze. See, I thought you knew. Ain't no delay in what I'm saying. Want me to rewind, select up my track, hit one way. I said it's a party, I got to run on through. We holding 20 plus, you can follow if we choose. See, ain't nothing changed since the days of the Q, except the elimination of one or two up my crew. Yeah, it's you. But you, I got the brows on through. You can catch me at the bar, being shady to my old crew. How I do, make moves like a shoe. Catch me on the rebound, maybe at the tunnel.
Down the whole bottle of the Henny, peeping shorties and muscles and seeing many. But there's something about you, you seem off the hook, giving me that I wanna say something new. Plus I dress you wearing, got my whole team staring. You not bouncing with me, I'm not hearing. Licking the mitt, for real, like you really wanted. Did you tell him with the cat that's blunt? Say for real, shorty rock, cause you down. So go hard with the champ a whole round. You see, I have my eyes on you from way across the room. You look so good from over here. I can smell your perfume, I assure. If I try to come and get ya. You think that I was only out to hit ya? She used an intelligent chick with an extra type of smile. Held my damn steak back for a while. So my brother Sally, I'll be back here. That's pretty Louis sitting nice to watch my jacket. Make a touch in my lips, put the drink in my hand. Put the sip, let my legs expand. Cause that's how we do. Take off for me and you. I give a shout out to my whole crew. From New York City to Chicago too.
Never party in the party, turn this red or blue. And leave it to my crew before we play it through. After 3 hours, we go to walk this crew. A party in the party, turn this red or blue.
Never
party in the party, turn this red or blue. And leave it to my crew.
It's been a long time. We shouldn't have left you. Without a dope beat.
Us back in the building, baby, with the best music. We take you from the back to the forward to the future and all over, baby. You already know what it is. Enjoy the ride. Strapping your seatbelt. You're live with Lush Radio Online on the Lush Lounge, baby, with your girl Sandra and your girl Lushy Lush. Live in the building, baby, and we all the way set up.
Indeed.
Definitely, definitely. So we back in the building or whatever. And speaking of Timbaland, Timbaland is definitely doing an outstanding job producing the music on Empire.
Absolutely.
Empire has been the number one show on Fox, okay? And they just like destroying, they're destroying the game. A lot of people are doing tallies and polls of which one they like better versus Power versus Empire. And Empire is definitely taking the cake for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, like, with Empire, it's so, is they give you a short period of time and they give you so much good stuff in a short period of time. It's like, is it over now? You don't want it to end. It's like they give, it's so much multiple things going on. They constantly keep you, you know, in your seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do agree.
Like, it's so crazy that with Empire that people are like, yo, don't call me unless we're talking about the show and you're watching it at the same time. Don't bother me, Empire's on. You know what I mean?
And I know,
I'm
right?
I'm a TV person, and I'm, like, stuck on it. You know what I mean? So it's like... You know, I'm, like, stuck. My daughter's stuck. She's like, yo, shut up everything. It's Empire time. I don't care what you're watching. It's Empire right now.
Empire,
so, you know, we definitely saluting them. They're doing an amazing job. So, and for some reason, okay, this past week, you know, we always like the music that they produce and come out with on Empire. But Hakeem's song, Drip Drop or whatever, that thing was black. And he need to put on a shirt because that bird chest was not looking good at all. I don't know what he thought he was doing on this past week, but I was not impressed.
He was living life. That's what he was doing.
He was living something with all that baby or whatever the hell they put on him. I was saying, oh, my God, put it back on. I was not impressed. I think I'd rather see the gay dude take his own shirt off than him. I'm like, damn.
Oh,
I said, oh, no. Nah. I said, this is sad. So, with the recap, So our girl Tiana, that, you know, the little cute little girl that Hakeem is supposed to be fake dating or whatever, or they supposed to be in a relationship or whatever, whole time Tiana is a lesbo. Okay.
So
she's a lesbo.
That was the twist
and shocker for us, because the whole time, you know, Tiana was playing this whole, like, hard to get. And I'm thinking maybe, you know, she's playing hard to get because she might be, like, one of those 56. So she's like, I don't want to be, like, a thot or nothing, you know. But the whole time, she was with a chick. So apparently she was bisexual. So apparently, like, that's why she didn't trip when Naomi Campbell was with, you know, Hakeem last time or whatever, because she already got a little side drink, right?
Right.
So that little evil little witch, the little blue-eyed, blonde-haired girlfriend or wife of Andre, this lady is sinister, okay? She done went and told Andre, look, we're going to get them, we're going to get them to fight each other and stuff. They, apparently, the Tiana's girlfriend was working at a spot, and they had caught Tiana, you know, making out with her girlfriend, and Andre videotaped it. And then his girl goes and uploads it to make sure it doesn't track back to her. And after he done went and tried to say some good stuff to his brother, then he acts like nothing happened. They like, yo, that joint went viral, right? So everybody's like, so Hakeem's in his feelings. He like, yo, this how you going? This how you going? I'm like, son, how are you getting mad at her? Like, she's bisexual. Don't you think that, like, that would be, like, anything that most dudes would like, to have a bisexual chick? Like, you stupid. What are you mad for?
Right.
What are you mad for? Then, most dudes in the industry have bisexual chicks anyway. Then, besides that situation, first off, you got a sidebar, somebody that's old enough to be your mother or grandmother, because she hitting on 60, like, you're bugging. So Tiana tells him, yo, look, you got a side piece too, so what you tripping about? So Lucius is saying, yo, we're going to capitalize on this whole situation. Same thing with Cookie. Cookie, like, yo, she bisexual, whatever. We're going to capitalize it and run with it, you know? So they ended up still doing the video together and everything, because that's the smartest move to make, because the industry and these consumers like bisexual chicks. Look at Nicki Minaj. She blew up off of it. So anyway.
And she's not. And she's not even bisexual.
Exactly. And that's the crazy thing.
Right.
That's the funny part about it. So after that situation happened, so, you know, Andre is still over there scheming and stuff. So Hakeem has these fake wannabe thug dudes that hang around with him or whatever, that want to be gangster or whatever. So apparently he tells the girl, oh, I think I'm going to send these little thug dudes over there to my brother Jamal so I can start some trouble, right? See, the wife is like, oh, you don't think they're going to pull out guns and do nothing crazy? Ain't nobody going to. He's like, nah, they soft. They ain't going to do. So Andre walks across the two thug dudes and says, yo, man, what you mean my brother out there with a $10,000 watch and this something $1,000 shoes on? I won't be out there in the hood like that, in the Bronx like that. I'm like, son, how you putting your man out there like that? So then these thug dudes go out there. They like, yo, we about to get this dude. They get to the studio. Jamal in there trying to lay a hot track because he done did this dollar bill, y'all, which the drink is hot or whatever. So he's in the studio. These dudes run up on him. He's like, son, I don't got no watch. He's like, where the watch? They knew specifically where the watch. So Jamal knew that it had to be one of his brothers or Hakeem. You know what I'm saying? Because they already beat him. So one of the engineers got shot by these dudes. So the dude that owned the spot pulled out, you know, a hammer and was like, son, I don't even want to play this game because somebody going to die today. So they rolled out. So they left or whatever. So they said Jamal Session had to stop. So then he's like, yo, all the engineers don't want to come back. But if you get some some young dudes, I open it up so you can finish your song. So he brought them young dudes in, and they killed that joint. He had them knocking the beat out and all that, laid the track out and had a hot song or whatever. But, yo, this dude, yo, because, you know, we always talking about, oh, Jamal, they always say he's soft, he the gay one or whatever. Jamal came, so went up to Hakeem and said, yo, you set me up? You trying to get me shot? You trying to get me killed? So he goes up to him. He's like, yo. He's like, what? He's like, what you talking about? He said, then Jamal tells him, he said, yo, you ain't even relevant. He said, I'm born to be a king. He said, yo, you ain't nothing but a little punk. You will always be the shadow of your father. And then he punched that little boy in his stomach. And he was up there crying like a little punk. And he rolled out and left him. And I was
That's crazy.
Wow. I said, Jamal's real gangster today, man. Then
right,
on top of that,
sure.
you know, Cookie had a snitch, right? So she wouldn't have to do a long bid, right? So Cookie
right.
snitched to this dude that's like a thorough killer. So, and they have like this imprint that's supposed to be like a flower or whatever, a red rose. And the dude
mm-hmm.
that got knocked, the dude that got knocked or whatever, was actually freaking a fed. So the whole situation was crazy. But if you want to see the recap, go log on, look for it online, and yo, watch the next episode of Freaking Empire because it's going to be even more interesting. So check it out. You already know what it
yeah.
is. And actually, on top of that, this is another history thing for you guys that don't know. A lot of you guys are like, the Three Musketeers, along with the Count of Monte Cristo, which is one of my favorite movies and favorite books because it's about revenge. The guy that actually wrote the book is called Alexander Dumas, and he's actually part Haitian and French. And actually, it was actually Count of Monte Cristo was actually talking about his father and how he got. Because his father was actually a general, and he got betrayed by Napoleon Bonaparte back in the day. And see, a lot of people thought that because the Count of Monte Cristo was betrayed by a Caucasian guy, and the Musketeers
mm-hmm.
were betrayed by Caucasian people, we all thought that the writer was white. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The whole time. But the whole time, the guy's actually part Haitian. His mother was a slave, and the father was French. Right. So they were actually slaves, and he actually did a lot of famous books and stuff, he was definitely known for that. So his father was a French nobleman, and his mother was an enslaved African woman. And at the age of 14, Alexander Dumas was taken by his father to France, where he was educated in the military academy, then entered into the military, where he made his literary career. So for all those people that don't know, the writer of The Count of Monte Cristo and The Three Musketeers was black. And if you look at his picture, he got an afro. He's a black guy. He's not white, okay? Just to let you know that. So shout out to Black History. Shout out to the people out here still, making history every single day. There's a lot of smart kids out here that are, doing surgical methods out here, creating new apps, saving people's lives. Like, people are creating history themselves. People are history makers. Us Radio Online, we're making history every single day, and what we do, translating mm-hmm. and giving education to people. You know what I'm saying? So you can step out there and make a change if you want to. Stop being lazy and waiting for somebody else to do it. You need to go out there and do it yourself, for real.
True.
And there's some movies out there that y'all need to check out if you're going to the movie theater. Kingsman is the Secret Service. That joint is actually coming out soon. I think next week is coming out. Kingsman is about a young guy that you actually took him in as a secret agent, and he actually becomes a secret agent. And they're out in London, and I mean they're like whooping butt. Samuel L. Jackson is in the movie, and if
wow.
you're into spy movies and you're into action, it's definitely a movie to check out. Also, this week they got the Seventh Son. It's with monsters, witches, and all kinds of stuff. If you're into medieval movies, check it out. But you already know what it is, man. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. And we all the way live. And like I said, once again, we're going to talk more about Black History Month, but we're going to go ahead and go to some music, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to go and do some kind of closing thoughts with Sandra real quick and talk to the people. We're going to go ahead and go to some music and come right back.
I'm the lyric.
Yeah. Check it out one time for that. Sonny named Renee that I met one day on my way back from John Jay. I'm peeping shorty as she's walking to the train. I clap her on the shoulder. Excuse me, miss, but can I get your name? She said, my name is Renee. I said, I got a whole lot to say. So may I walk you to your subway? She said, if you want. So yo, we started talking. I brought two francs and two drinks and we began walking. I had to see where that head was at, cause like it was mad fast. So we must chat about this and that. She told me what she was in school for. She wants to be a lawyer. In other words, shorty studies law. I'm telling shorty I'm a writer. And as she's looking for the token, she drops it back into the easy wider. Covers her mouth with the name ring. I say, yo, I don't sweat the technique, shorty rock. I do the same thing, but yet I use Philly blunts. She said I never dealt with Philly blunts because I heard that's for silly stunts. I said, nah, they burn slower. Right now I really don't know you, but maybe later on I can get to show you. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto friends every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto friends every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty, shorty. So now we sitting on the train. Besides the fingernail, now shorty got the hairdo with pain. Now understand she got flavor. A tough leather jacket with some jeans and the chain that the mom gave her. Got off the train about 6:34. She wasn't sure she had drug for the dog, so we hit the store. Went to the crib and turned the lights on. A Mad magazine stand. A message to write on. A leather jacket.
The cat.
As I walk in the shadow of death, 16 men on a dead man's chest. Your host is D, Mr. H.O.P. And I guess you get splashed with the pack. Nobody go till the guard say so. You got a second or more to run for the dough. Before I blow back off the map contact, you dig no stack, cook you down like that. Grind from death, rock and launch ya. Yes, Mr. Meth, hold the foremost death. Catch dead wrong, song's too long. Get swung on, can't we all get along? See my pinky, see my thumb. See that kid break the pawn shotgun. Bust your guns, leave your whole shit numb. Now what's this? Smell like bitch. Bitch, a big mouth, the gap be trapped. You leave the good shout, you style, no doubt. Shout and struck through the shout and shun. Bump, bump, bump on my shout and drum. Niggas dumb dead, step in the square. Kids ain't playing over here. Player, only one way, and that's my way. Grim Reaper calling, judgment, judgment. Let the countdown begin. I was born in the mind. Take the head of the snake. Behold, I'm a gang. Ain't no love for the rich. Only strong will survive. Cause we live by the soul. 3 + 60 degrees. For the black and the blue.
Yo, that joint, every time I heard that song, man, that joint always got me hyped, man. And that was the ill video with Method Man in it right there. Just the day. You already know what it is. It's your girl, Lush. We back in the building, man. You already know what it is, man. So, shout out to my boy DJ Hustle out there, our L.A. correspondent. He's out there with Vlad TV, and he's out there Grammy weekend, and he's out there definitely out there doing some coverage. So hopefully we'll get some little bit of coverage and stuff so we can put on the site. So what you think about Grammy weekend? You excited?
I mean, yeah, I'm very excited. You know, it's going to be interesting. I hear a lot of people are kind of wary about Beyonce performing, but you know, let's just hope that you know it's I think it's going to be a good show. So yeah.
Well, I mean, I just hope that you know people actually get you know their just due at the Grammys, you know. They just do.
Very true.
Sometimes at the Grammys, some people, I'm like, what? You ain't even
right.
You ain't even putting as much work as this. I just don't understand. You just came out. I don't understand. But at the end of the day, you know, as long as if you're on the song or whatever, you get a Grammy and stuff. But shout out to all the Grammy nominees, and I wish everybody the best of luck, you know, on a Grammy weekend and stuff. And, also, on top of that, besides that, the other thing I was going to say was, once again, with, you know, us as being black, it's just like every day you need to go ahead and teach somebody and definitely make a way and pay it forward, you know what I'm saying? Teach somebody something, you know? And you know, stop always. You know, if you got information, share it with your black people, because at the end of the day, we need to uplift each other. You know, and oh, not to forget, this past week we actually interviewed hip hop legends Pharoah Monch and Black Moon. You know, Buckshot Five and DJ Evil D at Howard Theater, and I mean, they still got it. I mean, even as, you know, as old as they are now, like, I mean, they still got it. Like, they was rocking the stage. Like, they was jumping in the stage.
Absolutely.
It was little kids, older kids. It was crazy, man. It was bananas. And Pharaoh Monch, this is the first time I ever seen him sing. He put on a whole, like, skit and everything. Like, he had balls for days, man. It was crazy.
Right. It was.
How'd you feel about the experience?
I mean, I think it was great. It was great. You know, like I said, Pharaoh Monch, he definitely represented Black Moon. They came out and represented. They were hype. You know, everything was fun. They were very, very nice individuals. You know, it was great. You know, I enjoyed Pharaoh Monch because, you know, he had a few of my favorite tracks. And he actually performed those tracks. And I was extremely hyped, of course. But, it's interesting. And it was fun. It was absolutely fun. They still got it, you know. You know, it's fun. I can't wait till tomorrow. You know, that's going to be even more exciting. But, yeah.
Definitely. And the thing about it is that they're still so humble, you know, and down to earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they actually got a shoe deal situation coming out that they're working on. They're working on trying to get in the stores, but they got, like, their own shoe thing. And also, you know, Buck is tall. He's, like, he's willing to help out artists and stuff and, you know, and everything like that.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, for him, you know, a lot of artists, like older artists, a lot of them are, like, bitter, and they never want to reach out to the younger ones. So, I mean, for him to, like,
right.
say, yo, I got you, like, that's amazing. And they also brought one of their artists that they're working with out there.
Oh, man,
a lot of,
it was
a lot of talent out there. Shout out to DJ Zoo. He be doing his thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was definitely
dope. Yeah, shout out to all of them. Shout out to Buckshot because he was flowing. He had me in the dang for a second. He still got bars. You know,
I was like, wow. I was like, yo, you still got bars at your age, Buck?
Right. Yes, he was. Didn't skip a beat at all, and you know, he jumped into the crowd. That even made it even more excited because the crowd loved it. You know, it was fun. It was a marvelous experience, and it was great to see them. You know, perform and see them in their element. It was fun. It was great.
I don't know, like with Buckshot and Five, I think because they like short or whatever, and it's like they short and they like so hyped. Like their energy is ridiculous, man. Like when they get on stage, they because Five is like so, like he's so soft spoken. But when he get on stage, he become a whole different animal. You know what I mean?
Totally different person.
I was like, wow. But, I mean, it was an amazing experience, you know, and it's more to come. So, you know, just log on to the website, check out, you know, some stuff. That footage is going to drop. We got some other footage that's going to drop on the site. So just look out for it. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com, you know. And also, you know, next week, depending on what the situation is, the 20th caller will win a $50 gift card to Target. So call in, you know what I'm saying, and tell us your favorite thing about Lush Radio Online, and, you know, it might win a gift card, you know, depending on what
Indeed.
The answer is. You already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, man, this is what we do all day, every day, man. And other than that, you know, I don't think there's anything else other things that we had discussed.
All-Star Weekend is coming up.
Exactly. All-Star Weekend, we should be up there like around on the 15th or whatever All-Star Weekend
right.
is coming up. Also, what else is coming? Also, Valentine's Day is coming up. So,
Indeed.
You know, since we got last couple of minutes and stuff, it's 7:50 on the clock on the dot. Don't forget to call in at 347-826-7722. Follow us on Instagram at @JustOneSandra, the number one Sandra, and at Lush Radio Online because we're all the way live. Stay tuned because we are the people's voice. Sandra, what kind of suggestions would you give them, you know, for Valentine's Day? I mean, because, you know, a lot of these people are cheapskates. So, you know what I mean? Give them a cheap
present
that's affordable that they can do.
I would say, you know, to me personally, you know, it all depends on the person and what they don't have. I would advise them, you know, I think it's more romantic if the person cooks. You know, it doesn't really matter who it is because it's all fun going out to a restaurant. Yeah, it's nice, you know, it's fun, but there's something more when a person cooks and prepares a meal and has a candlelight dinner. You know, people always say, well, to cook, it's expensive. I'm like, no, it's actually inexpensive. It's actually cheaper to cook versus going out because you're looking at spending about $100+ when you go out. But if you cook, you might spend about $50, depending on what you make, you know. And if you throw in a bottle of wine or champagne, whichever one you prefer, and how much it is, you know, you're looking about spending about $100+ for Valentine's. So I would advise to make something very romantic. Find out what your partner likes. You know, if the guy likes to cook, find out what she likes. If she likes to cook, you find out what he likes, then you make something special, and you know, you guys, you know, have a fun night in. I think it will be more fun, and you get to be yourself and be as wild as possible.
Exactly, yeah. Definitely. So you should definitely take her suggestion. Get that wine because you make it sexy. But the thing about it, Sandra, though. Okay, so what if this dude says he wants to cook for you, right? But what if he tastes like crap? What do you do then?
you have to put on your etiquette, and you taste it, and if it's not good, try your best to, you know, down the spoon that you put in your mouth, and then politely decline to eat the rest of your plate because you're full.
No, locate the local dog. If he has an animal, feed it to him.
Pretty much. Just, you know, fine. You know, I don't want to eat no more. I'm full. Oh, let's do something else. Dessert time. And we'll move on. You better know how to cook or pretend to know how to cook. You better something. Better go buy those already made dishes from the store and heat them up and put it in your own dish and.
And this is the thing. I mean, I appreciate you guys trying to cook, you know, and some of you women, because some of you women can't cook either. So what you need to do is go out to one of these nice restaurants or someplace that, you know, got some nice food, bring it back in a carryout box, put it on a plate and make it look pretty.
Absolutely.
And bring a bottle of wine.
Hey, that works too. Shoot, tastes better. Hey, one serve nothing.
Exactly. I'm with you.
Yeah, that to me, I think it's more romantic because people are so caught up in going out and, you know, being lavish and, you know, splurging on the girl or splurging on the guy. Sometimes they intend to forget what Valentine is all about. It's not about spending money. It's actually the time that you spend with the person. It's actually what you do. And it's the thought that counts. It's not about how much you spend, because if Valentine's is when you only spend money, then you have a problem. You should spend money on your girl every time. Valentine should be the only time you buy flowers for her. You should buy flowers for her all the time. So Valentine should be more of an intimate thing between, you know, two people. I don't think it necessarily should involve a lot of spending. And if you want to spend and buy some lingerie, you know, do something sexy at home, you know. Okay, spend some money, get a babysitter, have the kids gone, and you can have you guys have a one-on-one time and do what you want to do at house. So it's all about, you know, spending time and not about really how much you spend. So, yeah.
And for a lot of those people that just do it because it's a systematic thing, a lot of people don't know what Valentine's Day is and where it came from. It's actually like something that came from Italy, actually from the Catholic Church. Valentine's Day on the 14th is actually celebrated because of Saint Valentine, which was a saint, and actually, you know, he was a saint, and from Roman Catholic rituals, it was actually a custom that they would like send cards and different things. It was like the Day of Love or something like that, or whatever. And that's mostly what Valentine's Day is or whatever. But then, you know, we basically, with the government and everything, took the whole propaganda of, oh, you must buy a gift. We need to exchange it.
You must buy
a diamond. Whatever.
Right.
You gotta, but the thing about it is, like, even if you made a card for somebody, handmade, like, it's the thought that
right.
counts. A lot of people get
exactly.
caught up in a lot of things, you know. And there's some people that their people won't do crap for them. You know what I mean? You sitting there, everybody gets some card. They ain't going to bring you nothing. They sitting here like, what you need it for? Valentine's
right.
Day is every day. He said,
exactly.
you breathing. Some of these dudes are trifling out here, man. I'm telling you. But why some dudes, I've seen some dudes, like, they'll freaking give a girl a gift, right? And then, like, you know, fake break up with her, take the gift they gave her and give it to the next chick. Or have the same gift for two of the same bras on the same day, you know?
I'm trifling dudes. That, those are the trifles. Charge, but hey, you do what
but,
you need to do. You keep your others happy.
Also, you got the 2 for $20 at what is this thing called? Applebee's. 2 for $20 at Applebee's. You also got that meal, like it's like that meal that they got at freaking Friday that you can get where it's like a starter or whatever. You can take her out to that, or you can always check out your nearby Groupon, and they always got something going on. They got a 4-course meal that you can get from a nice Italian spot where you get a you know, an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert, and it's real sexy, and it's a 5-star restaurant. And, you know,
and
you can get a couple's massage or something like that.
And Ruth Chris also has, you know, Valentine's Day special going on for people that want to be fancy. Ruth Chris, you know, you can always check out their website. They have something. You know, that's another place you can take your girl to, you know, just to be fancy, you know. But, hey, as I said, Valentine's Day, people need to actually, just like you said, you know, it's the day of love, not the day of spending, per se. But,
exactly.
You know.
Show some love. But you already know what it is. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, Sandra. We in the building. And, you know, we love you guys, man. And don't get caught up in the hype, man. Do things for you. Live your life for you. Stop worrying about who says this, who says that. Because at the end of the day, like Tupac says, if you walk a mile in my shoes, you'll be crazy, too. If they not walking in your shoes, they don't know what you're dealing with. So, you know what I'm saying? Do what you do. Be happy. Enjoy life. Life is short. That's Radio Online. This is the people's door voice. We don't do it for us. We do it for you. You know what I'm saying? You keep us where we at. Nicki Minaj, Trini, them girls, and we out of here. It's Friday. We out. Peace, love, and happiness.
Love, unity.
You already know what it is. Grammy weekend, baby.
Brick them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queen them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trinity them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
Yo, he in love with a ghetto girl. He said he want a piece like Manowar. Pat pat on a kitty cat. He don't mess with them regulars.
Bitch, them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Queens, them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Trinity, them girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum. Jamaican girls, them a pop the pum pum, them a wind up them waist, them a pop the pum pum.
Put it in his face like a cop badge. He wanna pun it like a hashtag. He gonna have to get the wash rag. If he shoot it up, I'ma bust back. Them island girls is the baddest. American girls run the planet. South African, European, Asian, Australian, and my Canadian girl. I know that you want it. I see that you watching. You love when I whine it. You know that I'm sexy. I hope that you're ready to come here and get it. With the ad girl, then.
Bitch, then girl, then my pot, the pump, pump, then my wine up, then waste, then my pot, the pump, pump. Queens, them girls, then my pot, the pump, pump, then my wine up, then waste, then my pot, the pump, pump. Trinity, them girls, then my pot, the pump, pump, then my wine.